Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I'd like to start this morning by congratulating Madison Mills of Eddyville, Nebraska, on a fantastic week at the National High School Finals Rodeo. Madison finished fifth in the nation in pole bending, and her horse, Dusty, was named Girls Horse of the Year by the American Quarter Horse Association. Dusty was purchased by Madison from a Custer County breeder and started by a Custer County trainer. But after that, it was Madison and Dusty and a lot of hard work that got them where they are. My understanding is that Dusty traces back to the lines that Claude Wood, one of the foundation quarter horse breeders of Nebraska, raised. And if I look not too far back in Madison's pedigree, the name Holman comes up. But Grandpa, being a first cousin once removed from the husband of legendary trainer and barrel racer June Holman, probably doesn't get as much credit for Madison's success as the example that June set in her work ethic that kept her competing for over 50 years and was an inspiration to so many women in the rodeo world. Please join me in wishing continued success for Madison and Dusty and their future rodeo endeavors. I hope to get a look at the team's new saddle at the Custer County Fair this week, although I'm guessing they will be sticking with the equipment that has got them this far. Now a little advice for any young men that should be pursuing a relationship with a rodeo athlete. I call this one Bo Peep. Little Bo Peep sold all of her sheep when she started running barrel race horses. Soon Billy Bob Peep was too lonesome to sleep and had his fill of cloverleaf courses. Being a man to take the situation in hand, Billy soon proposed a correction. Kindly explained he was taking a stand those horses had stolen all Bo Peep's affection. Billy stated his case with a calmness and grace that would shame the best diplomat. But her prompt reply brought a tear to his eye, and back on his heels he was sat. Pull your head from the sod, you brainless clod. Of course I love them more than you. And away she strode to her trailer load and bid poor Billy adieu. My advice to you, charming Billy, if you want affection, go pet old Rover. Leave Bo Peep alone, and she will come home when circuit finals are over. Since we're on the subject of horses and horse folks this morning, it seems appropriate to include a little ditty that I call Dispersion. It's my end of the trail, complete dispersion, I heard the old horseman say. I ain't getting no younger. The help wanted a raise. It's too wet to put up good hay. A lifetime of work will be on the block. I'm telling you, boy, it's going to hurt to see these old cow pony lines dispersed. The breeding's Poco Bueno, Gray Badger, and Bert. But they are sure enough going to sell. If you want to be there that day, of course they'll have to meet my minimum bid. I'd be a fool to do it any other way. And be sure and sign my registry. Get on my mailing list and you just might hear. If the bidding goes well, you never can tell. I might have another complete dispersion next year. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. This morning's show was brought to you by your local stations and sponsors and by Power Post Driver, the driving force in fencing. Take a look at this amazing piece of equipment at powerpostdriver.com. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today and that our happy trails cross again soon, I'm R.P. Smith.